bridging the gap, streamlining iPSC-derived cell line development from donor cells to MCB. Allogeneic iPSC-derived therapies hold immense promise, offering scalable, off-the-shelf solutions for a wide spectrum of diseases. However, the journey from donor cells to a gene-edited, clinically compliant GMP master cell bank, MCB, is fraught with challenges and is particularly vulnerable to risks stemming from misaligned early development. A major bottleneck seen in the majority of iPSC therapeutic programs arises when development teams continue to rely on R&D-grade cell lines to confirm proof of concept, conduct preclinical animal studies, and to start process and analytical development. This disconnect necessitates drug developers having to recreate their cell line under phase-appropriate GMP conditions, resulting in 12-plus month time delays and added costs, but also requires re-optimizing drug product manufacturing processes and repeating preclinical studies. Furthermore, cell lines lacking proper informed consent, regulatory compliance, and manufacturability considerations may ultimately prove unsuitable for clinical translation and commercialization, leading to costly rework and significant setbacks. To overcome these challenges, a strategic approach to CLD is essential, one that integrates regulatory, technical, commercial and operational perspectives from the outset. Key challenges in establishing GMP-grade iPSC cell line development process. Advanced reprogramming and gene editing play a central role in generating iPSC lines suitable for clinical application. To learn more about how to design and execute gene editing strategies that support GMP readiness from day one, join Cellistic's upcoming webinar on Wednesday, November 19. Redefining iPSC genome editing for next-generation cell therapies. Register here. The choice of these tools is complex and requires a 360-degree understanding of technical, quality and commercial considerations to ensure suitability from research all the way to commercial. An obvious choice for a certain tool in a research environment may lead to significant problems when one wants to generate a clinical line. One of the most overlooked yet frequently encountered challenges in iPSC cell line development is the timely implementation of phase-appropriate GMP workflows. Too often, these workflows are designed with an R&D mindset, where critical GMP aspects are not fully considered. Elements such as the use of GMP-grade raw materials, batch record documentation, traceability, and GMP-compliant in-process and release testing standards are typically absent during early development. This creates significant hurdles when transitioning to GMP manufacturing. When the process is translated to GMP, gaps quickly emerge. Common laboratory instrumentation, such as microscopes for colony picking or single-cell sorters, often lacks the necessary controls to meet GMP requirements. Similarly, certain reagents used in R&D workflows are not GMP compliant, forcing teams to either identify suitable GMP-grade substitutes or implement mitigation strategies. These challenges underscore the importance of designing workflows with GMP readiness in mind from the start, even during early phase development. Doing so not only reduces costly delays but also accelerates the path to clinical manufacturing. A systems-level approach to CLD. A systems-level perspective on the donor to GMP MCB workflow allows teams to anticipate bottlenecks, standardize procedures, and embed quality controls at critical stages. Core elements of this approach include robust stage-appropriate quality management systems for traceability, contamination control, characterization and change control. GMP compliant starting material. Use of GMP grade donor material ensures ethical sourcing, traceability, and regulatory alignment. GMP compliant raw materials. Preference for raw materials that are fully compliant and qualified. Precision reprogramming and gene editing. Non-integrative reprogramming methods minimize genomic disruption, while advanced gene editing platforms with low off-target activity ensure reproducibility, scalability, and safety. Monoclonality assurance. Single-cell sorting guarantees true monoclonal populations and consistency in downstream manufacturing. Comprehensive QC and banking. Expanded clones undergo rigorous testing for pluripotency, identity, genomic stability, and microbiological safety before pre-MCB banking. CDMO platforms as strategic enablers. The development of IPSC-derived cells involves complex technologies and processes that are challenging for therapeutic developers to implement independently. Contract development and manufacturing organizations, CDMOs, have stepped in to bridge these gaps, offering integrated platforms that combine technical expertise, infrastructure, and regulatory alignment. Cellistic's Pulse platform exemplifies this shift and has set the standard in IPSC-CLD by providing therapeutic developers with a unified framework for IPSC cell line development that encompasses design, reprogramming, gene editing, and GMP master cell banking with clear IP. How Pulse solves the problem. Facility design. Pulse operates from donor sample to GMP MCB in a purpose-built facility that minimizes contamination risk and supports cell engineering workflows from reprogramming to gene editing through MCB generation. Quality systems. Embedded stage-appropriate GMP quality frameworks throughout the process ensure traceability, documentation, and compliance at every step, critical for regulatory submissions. Supply chain integration. Pulse leverages a harmonized supply chain with qualified vendors and standardized qualified reagents, reducing variability and ensuring continuity. Technology choice and ownership. Developers retain control over their therapeutic design while accessing wholly owned advanced tools like STAR CRISPR, which enables up to 4 targeted edits in a single round, ideal for immune cloaking and potency enhancements. Automation. Integrating GMP guidelines with automation from the outset transforms CLD by enabling efficient, reproducible, and scalable workflows. Automation supports the parallel culture of large numbers of clones, particularly valuable for multiplex gene editing, while reducing contamination risks and maintaining a sterile environment. Automation also ensures comprehensive traceability of each clone throughout the process, decreases manual intervention, and minimizes the potential for human error. Conclusion. Bridging the R&D IPSC to GMP MCB requires more than process optimization. It demands strategic, quality-driven planning and investment that unites R&D innovation with GMP discipline. The use of standardized platforms like Cellistic Pulse DM unite the unique IPSC-CLD operations with stage-appropriate GMP and automation at every stage. Developers using these platforms early on can minimize rework, streamline transitions to GMP drug product process development and manufacturing, and ensure clinical readiness. The integrated, systems-based approach, grounded in precision, compliance, and foresight used for building Pulse contributes to unlocking the full potential of IPSC-derived allogeneic therapies, paving the way for scalable, high-quality, and accessible treatments for patients worldwide.